We kick off our morning show week this week talking about Grease the Musical. Richland School District Foundation presents Grease coming up November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we are fortunate to have in the studio members of the cast here today. Danny, Sandy, Rizzo, Kanicki, Patty, Eugene are all here today. Of course, played by Grayson Banker, Maddie Muller, Ava Cosgrove, Dorian Anderson, Mara Delagrave, and Ethan Gauld. Well, we'll start with Danny. That would be Grayson Banker. How you doing, Grayson?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing real well. Does it seem like you should be ready to roll here in a couple of weeks, or does it still seem like it's a long ways off?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. We've made a lot of really good progress the last couple of weeks, especially as the sports season has been winding down. You know, it's been pretty intense getting, you know, fitting everything in with everyone. Everyone's very busy, but yeah, I feel really good about it right now.
So I commend you. I know that everybody is busy, but I'm at the football game one night, and I'd been at soccer the night before, and I'm at football, and then it's like parents' night, so I see you get introduced, and then I see you out playing the drum with the band. I mean, how do you fit everything in?
I'm not sure, but it's it's been very fun working with everything. I'm never bored. I've always got something to do. So, yeah, I've had a wonderful, it's been a great fall so far. And I'm, yeah, really excited to round it off with, you know, Grease. That'll be awesome.
How did Miss Niemeyer fill in all of the blanks there? Because working around all those practices, that had to be pretty difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a lot on the actors themselves, too. They've had to, you know, be very flexible. I know I've had to be very flexible, and we got to get to what we can, rehearse as much as we possibly can, take time out of our home lives, you know, to memorize your lines, learn your songs, all that type of stuff. So yeah, it's been, Miss Niemeyer has been doing a great job directing this. She's held us together all pretty well, and we're working with her, and it's been going pretty fluidly so far.
Was Danny the part that you wanted?
Yeah, I guess. I was also kind of interested. I was interested in Kanicki as well originally, but yeah, I'm definitely glad that I got Danny as well. I feel like it's a very different role than anything I've done before. So, I mean, it's been really fun fitting into it, and yeah.
You have to play the part of someone that is pretty well known too. I mean, people know this role and this character and everything like that. Does that make it easier or does it make it more difficult?
I think it's made it a little easier to fit into the character. So, you know, I've seen the movie numerous times, so it's been, you know, yeah, I see this guy a lot. So, and it's like, and it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Yeah, no doubt. And you have to sing pretty high, too. John Travolta sang pretty high, right?
Oh, yeah, that's higher than anything I've ever done. But, I mean, this musical has helped me expand my range a lot. So, yeah, that's been really exciting.
Getting all the props together and all that stuff, I'm sure they're busy working behind the scenes for you, too. But that's quite a challenge to recreate that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been difficult. We've got our school set, so that's been really nice. That'll be really awesome to reveal to everybody. We have our Grease Lightning, which will be coming in within the next couple days, which has been a big hill to, you know, get over with that, but we're excited how that'll turn out. But yeah, it's been a lot of work from our stage crew, getting our set painted, decorated, getting all of our little props in. But that, yeah, we're getting down to the last little bits of it, and it's been awesome.
Choreography, how difficult is it to get that down?
With Grease, there is a ton of dancing, more than, you know, last year we did Cinderella. There was, you know, there we had the ball, and that was pretty slow, laid-back stuff, but this is a complete 10 levels up, so it's been difficult, but it's been very, very fun to see this choreography, and it's all played out really well, and yeah.
Lots of your student body members are involved. Any idea of how many members there are on this cast?
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10-ish on our stage crew. So it's definitely a big step up from last year. And yeah, it's helped us a lot having that stage crew. You know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us, and yeah, it's having those numbers is great.
Yeah, a lot of the schools involved. Do you have a chance to put it on for the whole student body then before the public sees it?
So, yep, next Wednesday we perform in the morning for the intermediate school and then in the afternoon for the high school. And, yeah, so that'll be – we got two student performances then.
Does it make you nervous to put it on in front of the student body or not?
I think, yeah, the students definitely do because those are the kids you're around every day. And that's also, you know, our second and third performance after our parent performance on Tuesday. So it's definitely still a little bit shaky getting those nerves out. But it definitely helps going into the weekend, you know, getting all those like little mistakes and, hey, this is what we need to fix. But that definitely helps a lot.
No doubt. Maddie Muller is here playing the part of Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you looking forward to that opening night?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of nervous, though. I haven't really done very many musicals, so it's kind of different.
Sure. You get kind of thrown into the fire here a little
bit.
Yeah. So what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
A junior, okay. So first chance for a musical then?
I did a musical in, like, third grade. That was it.
That goes back a ways. What was its title?
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Wizard of Oz. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Sure. So you were well aware of the part of Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it follow the movie in that, in the movie, Sandy is an exchange student?
No, I...
Yeah, it does. Well,
are you an exchange student in this?
She just moved there.
Just moved there, okay.
Yeah.
So you're just new to the school then, in the musical.
Yep.
Sure. What are some challenges here with the role that you see, Maddie?
It's just kind of challenging because I've not really done it before. I've never been like a lead of anything. So trying to memorize all my lines and stuff and learning all the songs, but it hasn't been too bad.
You got to channel your inner Olivia Newton-John to get it going. So what's your favorite song that you sing?
You're the One That I Want, probably.
Really? Okay. So yeah. I'm told that you guys had to actually get that one because it's not usually with the high school version, is it?
Nope, it's not. I don't know what the song was before, but it was like I'm all choked up or something.
Oh.
I didn't like it. I'm glad we switched it.
Oh, so you switched songs.
Yeah.
Then. Okay, I see. Sure. And then do you sing some of the others?
Yep, I sing Hopelessly Devoted.
Hopeless, yep.
And we sing Summer Nights. I don't know what else I sing that's from the movie.
Is it difficult to sing and move around and dance as well?
It's a little bit... It's kind of awkward just to, like, move around and sing, but, like, it's not too bad.
Not too bad. You're getting the hang of it.
I don't really have any songs where I dance and sing, except for You're the One That I Want.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that near the beginning of the... No, that would probably be
That's at the very end.
Yep. Okay. So do you sing We Go Together? That one is in the movie, I think.
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. I'm not in it.
Okay. Wow. So you've learned a lot. So do you practice, like, with the music, do you practice that separately, and then you do the lines separately when you're rehearsing, or how does that work? You, like, go to the music room and sing?
Yeah, I've, like, practiced all my songs before, and then I learned all the rest of it that goes with it.
Is your family excited about it?
Yeah, they're all really excited.
So you've been selling tickets, right? Yeah. Do they sell them in advance?
No.
For this? No. So everything's available at the door then.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be awesome. And what performance are you most looking forward to? That opening night?
Yeah, probably the Friday night. Or maybe the last one. I'm not sure.
What will it feel like when you first have that audience reaction?
Oh, I'm going to be so nervous.
But it will egg you on, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel like once I just start getting into it, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting a lot of scenes with this guy over here then, so you must have to get along.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome. So, but I think what it does is it brings, you know, you got, as Grayson mentioned, about 50 people together. A lot of you probably wouldn't normally hang out, but you get a chance to really get together and put something on together.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been nice.
That'll be awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming over to the morning show here today, Maddie. Let's move over to the other side. Looks like we've got Kaneki next. Is that correct? Dorian?
Yep.
How you doing? Dorian Anderson.
Pretty good. You?
Oh, doing real well. So, is the character of Kaneki anything like Dorian in real life?
I don't think so.
Well, tell us, describe the character a little bit.
So, Kaneki is more like the cool guy. Like, he just sits back, not much of a talker, you know. He just sits there in situations until he knows when to insert himself. But, yeah, he's just kind of laid back and chill and everything, as opposed to some of the other characters.
Best friends with Danny, right?
Yep.
Okay. And is that a stretch in real life or not? Are you good friends here?
We're decent friends.
Yeah, that's good.
Enough. We've played soccer together for 4 years now.
Yeah, you guys stay pretty busy then. Yeah. So, and that season just ended.
Yep. But,
you had a good season?
It was pretty good, not going to lie, but... The first couple games that in the season were not so good.
Okay. You got better as the season went on.
Got a lot better.
So tell me about Kanicki's car, the Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning is it's a bit of a junker car at first, but they envision it to be something a lot better. And like the actual car we're getting is like based completely on the movie and everything, and it looks really nice. And I'm sure it's going to help out with the scenes because we were trying to make our own. And yeah,
did you call upon the shop class to put it together or not?
Like the movie? The stage crew was doing it, but we had like this old army Jeep that we were trying to use. It wasn't transformation process wasn't going over too well.
So and the car is pretty integral for the movie, especially that song too.
Yeah, right? For my song "Greased Lightning," then it's used in the drive-in movie theater with Danny and Sandy.
Okay.
And it's just a pretty big prop in the movie, so it's good that we're getting outside help on it.
Is it going to be strong enough where you stand on the hood and like surf on the hood then or not? Probably not.
It's a bit expensive, so I don't think we want to, but I think we're going to be standing on the seat instead.
Grease Lightning is one of the most fun songs in the movie too, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy singing it.
Sure.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then the story is that you kind of help these guys get together in the end then, right? Aren't you part of the getting Danny and Sandy officially together then?
Kind of. It varies a little bit from the movie, but I mean, I'm just always there, so.
Mhm. And you're, is it you and Rizzo together as the couples in the end?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that works out as well. So in terms of putting it on here, have you had other musical experience then at Richland Center High School or not?
Nope, this is my first ever musical.
So what motivated you then?
So me and my friend, he said he was going to join if I joined. So we both joined, and then he quit. Here I am.
Well, kudos to you that you didn't back out, you know. Yeah. And he did. So we can thank him for you being in this thing.
Yep.
So, okay. So you got a lot of family support? People are going to come see you that day?
Yep. My family, like I have quite a big family and they always like to come see what all the kids are doing and everything. And my brother was in some musicals, and so it's kind of going in the family now. My sister's in this musical, too. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal. Any similarities, then, as you look down the road here, maybe some things you may want to do when you get out of school? Maybe acting or working on the stage? Would that be something you'd look at?
I don't know. I think I'd prefer stage work over anything. I don't know how well I'm going to do in front of an audience, so... We're going to see how that plays out.
I think you'll get used to it after a while. So yep. Once that acting bug bites you then. So you're a senior this year?
Yep.
Okay. Have you thought about what you're going to do next year? Any plans?
No, I'm thinking just straight into the workforce after this.
Good. Good for you. Maybe manufacturing a Grease Lightning car or something somewhere along the line. Well, good luck. I know it'll go well, Dorian.
Thank you.
You bet. And let's slide that microphone over here just a little bit. Ava Cosgrove playing the part of Rizzo. There you are.
Hi.
Any similarities between Rizzo and Ava or not?
Not really. I can be sassy sometimes, but but I don't know. It's quite different compared to how I am, so it's fun being able to play a different role than how I usually am. So
right, and you're kind of the instigator, kind of the ringleader a little bit.
Yes, I am. I am the leader of the Pink Ladies. I'm supposed to be very confident, stubborn, flirty. So
Do you wear a leather jacket?
I don't think so. I mean, we could. I could wear Kanicki's in some scenes, but I don't wear one.
Okay.
Right now.
And the song that you sing, The mean one.
Look at me. I'm Sandra D.
There you go.
Get to make fun of Sandy. That'll be fun.
Do you know who Sandra D was or is? An old actress, right?
Yeah.
From back in the 50s.
And, yeah. Olivia.
Olivia Newton-John sang the song, but Sandra...
Oh, Sandra D.
Sandra D.
No, I do not.
Right. I was just wondering how much background or if you guys...
I didn't know that was a nickname. Like, I didn't know there was an actual person that it was referring to, and she said Sandra D, I guess.
And in your song, you name drop some other artists from the 50s, too. Do you say Elvis?
Not in this one. This version, it's different from the movie, so... I don't say Elvis, but in the movie version, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So this is just a really fun role. It's more of a, maybe one of the most comedic roles in the whole production, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very fun. I don't know. It's, every scene is just, it's so different from how I usually act. So it's just really fun being able to take on this role and be the instigator and make everyone annoyed.
Yeah. That's a cool thing about acting, though. You can be somebody that you're not in real life.
Yeah.
Kind of hide behind that persona.
At first, at practices, I was scared. I was like, I hope people don't think this is how I actually am. But I'm getting better and getting into my role, so.
Great. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the great volleyball season. Well, that was a tremendous match on Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I wish we could have pulled through those last 2 points or so, but it was very good. I'm so proud of my team.
Yeah. Pushed the number one team in the state to the limit, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah.
I like seeing all the posts that of Aquinas survived Richland Center. That it feels so good to know that we were just right there with the number one team. So
that was a great season, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. And you as seniors, knowing that you were responsible for putting the new tag on the wall underneath volleyball for 2024. So what does that feel like?
Oh, my gosh. It's something I will never forget. And I'll always be able to, like, tell a story about. And it's a great memory. When I have kids, I'm going to be like, yep, that was me, guys.
Point up there.
That was me.
Well, you know, and you hate to say it, you've got more time on your hands now to focus on Greece. That's probably the only good thing about it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to miss playing with my team, but I do have more time for Greece now.
And you guys will be practicing all this week?
Oh, yes.
Pretty much every night then?
Every night, yep, from probably 4:30 to 8, so
yeah,
it'll be a long week, but it's okay. At least I like the cast.
At least you get along a little bit. That's very helpful then.
So. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, thanks for coming along today.
Thank you.
Eva. Let's move over then. The next candidate is Mara Delagrave, the part of Patty. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell me about Patty, the character.
Well, she's a bit of an annoying cheerleader. She's very excited all the time. She really wants to be friends with all the cool people, but nobody really likes it all that much.
That's the part, and you kind of forget about that part in Greece, but it's a pretty important part, isn't it?
Yep. She's a bit more prominent in the stage musical than in the movie, but yeah, she's a bit of a comedic relief in both.
So I presume you have to wear the cheerleading outfit then?
Yep, for most of the scenes, apart from the dance. But
okay. Are there similarities between the part and you?
Probably more than I'd like to admit, but I don't think I'm as energetic as Patty most of the time, but it's fun to play her, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And you're friends with Sandy, right, in the show?
Yes, mostly, but I very obviously have a crush on Danny in the musical, so I don't enjoy that they're as close as they are.
And that makes for some fun, too, doesn't it? Yeah. And then at the big dance, do you have a scene there, too, that's pretty important?
I do. I dance with Danny for a little bit, and then I dance with my partner, Eugene.
That's awesome. So do you have to learn the steps? Because it's kind of a 50s theme that you dance to, right?
Yeah, it's really fun to learn all the choreography because our choreographer, Sarah Schultz, she's really good at what she does. And it's really fun to dance with everybody because not all of us are dancers, but we all learn the steps together, and it's really fun.
The jitterbug, right? When you're dancing together, is that the one you do? Or
we do the hand jive in musical.
That's kind of tough to learn, isn't it?
It was tough, but I think we're all getting the hang of it, and it's turning out really well.
A lot of fun. What are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center High School?
Well, I managed the volleyball team this past fall, and I'm involved in forensics. That'll be coming up. And band and choir, I'm involved in. Not all that much, but.
Yes, you are. That's a lot right there then. So, good. And for you, too, as manager, to watch this thing, that must have been quite the scene on Saturday night unfolding in La Crosse, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was very amazing and emotional, but it was a game. It was a really good game.
Yeah, went out in a good way then, so yeah. Absolutely. And in terms of the future, have you thought about what you'd like to do after school?
I'd like to go to a four-year. I'm not all that sure what I'm going to do yet, but I'm figuring that out.
Okay, wonderful. And you're just hoping that people will come out and see the Grease the Musical.
Yep, I'm excited to perform it. Obviously a little bit nervous, but that comes with any production. But I am excited because I love the cast, and I think the musical will be really good.
You got to turn that nervousness into positiveness, don't you?
Yeah, into excitement.
Good. Well, good luck. We hope it goes well, Mara.
Thank you.
And we're going to move the microphone over and talk to Eugene as well. Ethan Gauld is here. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm good.
Wonderful to see you. So have you been working hard at this part?
Yeah, pretty hard, yeah.
I haven't heard you across the yard saying your lines, though.
No.
So you must not practice outside, then.
No, I just sit in my room.
Okay.
I play all the parts in my room.
Well, tell us about the character of Eugene.
He's basically your, like, stereotypical nerd. Wears glasses, walks real uptight, and he's really classy, but he's also gets picked on by, like, everyone in the play.
In the play, yeah, absolutely. And he's kind of like one of the main comedy roles, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of the relief. Yeah. He also, like, he really wants to be part of, like, the Greasers, but sure. He's scared of all of them.
Sure.
Very scared.
Yeah. In the end, though, I think Eugene, he kind of goes off and, you know, happily ever after, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, in the end, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to dance with Patty some?
Eugene?
Is that a stretch or
no. Eugene, I think, is in love with Patty. Uh-huh. But Patty's in love with Danny, so.
Right.
He's just stuck trying to win Patty.
And so it goes. Well, I know you were busy this fall. How did soccer go for you?
It went good. Probably my best season.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed that a lot then?
I did. It was a good season. I felt we played a lot better. We were much more of a team than some other years.
Do you help out with the girls' team in the spring as well?
Yeah, I manage the girls.
Yeah, that's a fun thing, too. That's where I see you quite a lot in the booth then. What are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center High School?
Well, I manage the girls. I'm in band and choir, forensics, Youth for Change, NHS.
A few things.
A few things.
You have a few irons in the fire.
Yeah.
What part do you play in band, or what instrument do you play?
Alto saxophone.
Alto sax, all right. So musical, you got your background in music. Did that help you a little bit in terms of learning the songs and whatnot for Grease?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, like, a main solo or anything. I just help sing in the ensemble. But, yeah, it definitely has helped, like, just be more of a leader to some of the underclassmen and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you were very familiar with the movie?
Yes.
So you've watched that a few times in mm-hmm. preparation then? So.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. So is Eugene very similar in the high school version to the part we see on the movie or not?
I would say, yeah. He's very much a nerd and gets picked on. He's the comedic relief a little bit.
Do you have to grease your hair back?
Not until the very end.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that as well. Have you thought about next year, what you'd like to do after RCHS?
Probably attend a four-year college, either Madison or La Crosse, I think.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. There is one thing we want to mention as we come back to the airwaves. Ava Cosgrove, you guys have an engagement tonight as well, don't you?
Yes, we have our fall concert tonight. It's at 7:30 in the auditorium, and I think the tickets are just $5. So come down and see us.
What will you be singing? Anything in particular you can tell us about?
We sing... Guys, can you help me out here? We sing Festival Songtus, which it's Latin. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
so
a challenge.
So that'll be... Yeah. We did really good with that song, actually. Yeah, Stand in the Light. That one's really pretty. So it'll be fun. Okay. It'll be a fun time.
So it's coming up tonight. Is that just high school then?
Yes, it's okay. Freshmen and then our concert choir, which consists of sophomores to seniors. So
great. So you've had to kind of divide your time there as well.
Yep.
Do you give up some practice time tonight for the choir concert then? Or
yeah, we're going right after school for Grease, just to run the dance scene a few times, and then we'll have the choir concert. So
wow. Get right at it then. So,
yeah.
Throw a few questions at you, if whoever wants to answer. But your impressions of the time that Grease took place, like your impressions of the 50s and 60s, anything you can think of, Grayson?
I think it's a very lively time. I mean, it's a decade or so after, you know, World War II. So it's like everyone's happy, everyone's at peace. You know, everyone's it's a fun time to be alive.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else?
I like the leather jackets and the greased hair. I like the aesthetic of it and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you have liked to have lived at that time?
I don't know. I think I could have lived during any time.
Yeah. Well, so let me throw this out there. What would it be like to live without cell phones? I mean, what would you do?
They'd listen to the radio.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. That's a good answer. But it certainly was a different time, you know.
Yeah. Probably hang out with friends a lot more.
Yeah, there you go. That would be a good thing. Have you learned a lot about, like, music and movie stars of the day? Have you gone back and...
A little bit. I mean, mostly, like, the style of music. You know, a lot of Elvis-sounding stuff. That was obviously huge back then. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of what... the stuff is in the musical. There's a lot of like more swing styled stuff, more bluesy, that are in the musical. So I mean, that's just been really fun. It's obviously very different from what we've got today, but it's yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And learned about some of the artists of the day. Elvis is Fabian. Maybe I can't remember. Is he mentioned in there, Patty?
He's mentioned once by Frenchie.
Okay.
About him in a magazine.
Oh sure.
And then I think Rizzo might mention Sal Mineo.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Sal Mineo.
Yeah.
Sandra Dee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you looked for props and pictures and things like that, like magazines of the day?
Yeah, we've been collecting, and we have a table full of things we're collecting for the musical for props, but it's kind of hard. We're struggling to get a hold of vintage magazines right now.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Well, let's put the word out. If somebody's listening, that would be a good thing to get some vintage covers, right?
Yeah. So we just got a vintage record player and a radio, so those look cool. I'm excited.
They will add to it then.
Yeah.
Won't they? Sure. Are there any similarities between Rydell High and Richland Center High School?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a high school.
Sure.
Does that go to the high school?
Kids go there.
There you go. Kids go there.
It's a very lively place. I mean, we can say that's similar. You know, they've got a lot of different groups of people, you know, that are, mm-hmm. we're not, like, different from each other, but, you know, they're all kind of friends. They all work together, be the people that they are, and, you know, so that's, I'd say that's pretty similar. We're all one big family, I guess.
There's some, like, high school drama going on behind the
yep.
scenes.
Yeah, definitely.
At Rydell.
I mean, that's bound to happen. Anywhere you go, there's going to be drama. I mean, that happens at Rydell, whatever.
Sure.
But, you know, they all make it up, you know. They're all buddies.
Right. Do you know why it's called Rydell High? Rydell High?
I'm not.
No?
I'm not sure.
So, Bobby Rydell was an artist in the early 60s, and that's where they got it for Rydell High.
Oh.
Another teen idol, so.
Cool.
Yeah. So, some other trivia here. This is pretty easy. What extracurricular activity did Sandy join when she first started Rydell High? Sandy?
Cheerleading.
There you go. Cheerleading. And Patty, Mara, your character helped her join, right?
Yeah. Patty's like the cheerleading, the head cheerleader.
Head cheerleader.
So she recruited Sandy.
Recruited her.
Talking me into it.
Right. Have you ever cheerleaded before?
No.
No, I was going to say. So appreciate you coming in here today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Grease the Musical, the school version put on by the Richland School District Foundation, coming up next weekend.
Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a possible record high today of 82 degrees. Winds between 15 and 25 later, and a wind advisory has been issued for Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties to run today from 10 this morning until 10 this evening.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 2020. Wood County Clerk and Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner said that's not surprising since both political parties are encouraging people to vote early. That's going to mean a lot of absentee ballots, and local election officials are prohibited from starting to count them until the morning of Election Day. Miner said that means we probably won't know who wins the presidential election in Wisconsin until sometime the following day. The Clerks Association supported a bipartisan bill to allow processing of early ballots to begin on Monday, passed the state assembly but failed to advance in the Senate. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests in their ballots. State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters, including some with more than one on the same ballot. That's the case in the Madison Metropolitan Schools, requesting $100 million over 4 years for operations and a second referendum asking for facilities bonds totaling $507 million over 23 years. More than a dozen Milwaukee area districts have referendums. In the Arrowhead District, voters are being asked for $261 million for facilities and $7.6 million for operations. Voters in the Cudahy District are being asked for $12.4 million for facilities and $10.4 million for operational expenses. And voters in Green Bay Area Public Schools are being asked to approve a $183 million capital referendum to address safety and renovations. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau on Monday, but also attacked on Vice President Kamala Harris. Vance said looking at pictures of World War II veterans made him think of Harris saying the veterans who stormed Normandy would want taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for illegal aliens. Vance also attacked Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made two stops in the battleground state of Wisconsin Monday, first in Manitowoc, then Waukesha. During his stop in Manitowoc, Walz says the Harris-Walz ticket has set a goal of doubling the number of apprenticeships and other training opportunities that lead to good-paying union jobs by the end of their first term. Walz also highlighted the dangers of Project 2025, which saying Kamala Harris is a new way forward. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance also made a pair of stops in Wisconsin Monday in Wausau and Racine. The Harris-Walz campaign says former President Bill Clinton is slated to visit the Fox Valley and Milwaukee Thursday. Clinton's visit comes roughly a week after former President Barack Obama campaigned with vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison. Clinton is expected to tout Harris's agenda while encouraging Wisconsinites to vote early for Dems across the ballot. This will be Clinton's first visit to Wisconsin during the campaign cycle. If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission encourages you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says the moratorium prevents utilities from disconnecting essential services to residential customers from November 1st through April 15th. Rose says customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. Rose says utility providers, utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. More information is available on the Public Service Commission website. That is psc.wi.gov. The average gas price in Wisconsin fell 6.7%, that is 6.7 cents, during the last week. The average across the state was $2.87 a gallon yesterday. This is over 21 cents lower than a month ago and more than 31 cents lower than this time last year. Gas is at its lowest level since January, which some Americans attribute to the upcoming election. Officials at Gas Buddy say politicians have little influence over gasoline prices. The switch to winter gasoline and the drop in demand is pushing gas prices down. Officials say these drops will continue into and even beyond the election as colder weather arrives. The body of a man was found after a search of a home by law enforcement in Prairie du Chien last Friday. Police said that they were called to do a welfare check on a man and found him dead at the home. A 39-year-old man was arrested. According to the release, the dead man had wounds from a sharp object. The investigation led to searching a home in Grant County as well. Police said that the incident was, quote, not random, and that the suspect and victim knew each other. More details could be released this week. And you can support the troops with your excess candy. As obesity remains an ominous health threat across America, plaguing almost half of the U.S. population, the calorie-packed Halloween holiday looms large. However, there's no need to fret as you can get paid cold hard cash for your candy. Healthy Wages Cash for Candy program pays individuals $10 per pound of candy, up to $100 per person, and up to $10,000 in collective payouts across America. Through the initiative, anyone can donate their excess unwanted and unopened candy to the Friends of the Troops nonprofit organization on or before November 15th, get paid for it, and in doing so, support American troops overseas. Participants need not be a Healthy Wage Challenge participant, as anyone anywhere in the U.S. can donate candy and cash and cash in. Full details and instructions can be found online at healthywage.com.
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at allamericandoitcenter.com. All American Do It Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The forecast today calls for a possible record breaker. They're calling for a high of 82. Our studio high temperature recorded in 2004, 76 degrees. So that record should be in jeopardy today, it would appear. The other concerning thing, the wind, south to southwest winds 15 to 25, gusts to around 35 today. Thus, a wind advisory will be in effect for Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from 10 this morning until 10 this evening. Right now, the southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. We are up from the overnight low of 61. It is 64 degrees.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a Bucks loss last night, and will Euchre be back next year or not?
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams are preparing 3 runners for state. Also, Clayton Lee, Ryan Stadler, and Grace Fretz will be running at the Wisconsin Rapid State Meet on Saturday. I talked to Coach Eric Mindum about how the team placed at the past sectional.
I thought we ran really well. I thought our girls team got us going really well. Grace was right in the mix early. Pearl and Rachel had some good starts, and our girls team was competitive. We graduated about half of our varsity last year, and I thought they still stepped up and ran really well and improved all year. So really happy with them. And the boys, can't say enough about Ryan and Clayton. They run their best when the meets get biggest. And I thought our whole Bulls team, or boys team, ran really well too.
Were the times pretty good at sectionals?
They were pretty good, especially relative to how difficult the course was. But given the competition, I thought they ran well. And we did have a couple kids run their season best times. So really happy with that.
Richland Center Ithaca headed to the state meet at Wisconsin Rapids with those 3 runners this weekend. The bad start to the Bucs season continued Monday night with a 119-108 loss at Boston. Milwaukee had led at halftime by a bucket, but the wheels came off in the second half. Chris Middleton was out of the lineup again, but Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard were effective. The two stars combined for 63 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists. Here is Dame Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last 2 games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks stay on the road to play at Memphis against the Grizzlies coming up on Thursday. Following an MRI and a closer examination, the injury picture for Jordan Love is more optimistic. It has been determined the groin injury he suffered wasn't as bad as first feared. ESPN writer Rob Domofsky reports it's possible Love will be able to face the Detroit Lions Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur says the team wants to make sure Love can protect himself. He's referring to a Lions defense that produced 5 sacks in the last 2 games. Monday Night Football from last evening. It was a win for Pittsburgh, 26-18 over the New York Giants. In baseball action from last night, the World Series happening, and it's happening for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who beat the Yankees 4-2 for a 3-0 lead in the Fall Classic. With superstar Shohei Ohtani playing despite a partially dislocated left shoulder, Los Angeles moved within one victory of a surprising sweep in this much-hyped matchup between the traditional baseball powers. And speaking of baseball, no firm promises yet, but Bob Uecker might return to the broadcast booth for another Brewers season. When you pass 90 years of age, it becomes a year-to-year decision. Many Milwaukee players were disappointed when their season ended abruptly, and in many cases, that was because they wanted to get the legendary play-by-play man a World Series title. In an interview with CBS, Uecker hinted at one more season. A final decision has not been made yet. The Iowa Hawkeyes are making a change at quarterback for Saturday's home game against Wisconsin. Brendan Sullivan is listed as first-string quarterback on the depth chart for this week. The previous starter, Cade McNamara, has been inconsistent this season. Sullivan took over during the 40-14 win over Northwestern after McNamara left with an injury. Iowa and Wisconsin are 3-2 in Big Ten Conference play. Both teams are 5-3 overall. I'm Phil Nee with sports. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door.
and Hank Bray is here. Hey, how you doing, Hank?
I'm good, buddy, and you?
Oh, he's awake. Yeah.
You just woke me up again.
Sorry. Yeah.
Are you, though? Are you sorry?
Not really.
I
no, it's just about time to get up here. Yep, there he is.
I'm going
to
brush my teeth. Yep.
And Adelaida here on WRCO. It is 7 minutes before the hour.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey,
Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
For 20 years, each summer, Kroska Park had some of the top names in country music. NWRCO is pleased to be a part of that as we look back on a 75th birthday with WRCO and this remembrance of Star Spangled, sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
This is Chris Young, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Star Spangled Celebration.
Hey, everybody, this is Neil McCoy, and I look forward to seeing you Friday night right there at Richland Center.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh Turner, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Richland Center with your friends at WRCO.
Hi, everybody, this is John Conley, looking forward to a revisit at Richland Center.
Hey, everybody, this is Jill DeMessina, and I'm looking forward to seeing you June 26th at Richland Center with my friends from WRCO.
Hey, everybody, this is Colin Ray, and I am looking so forward to seeing you at the Star Spangled Celebration on June 26th with me, all my friends, and WRCO FM.
Hey, folks, this is Dean Sands with the group Lone Star, and I can't wait to see you out on the 23rd at Richland Center with us and, of course, our friends from WRCO.
Hi, this is Connie Smith, and my band, the Men in Back, and I are really looking forward to spending some time with you at the Star Spangled Celebration.
Hi, this is Marty Stewart, looking forward to seeing all of my friends at WRCO's Star Spangled Celebration.
Hi, I'm Clint Blank with all my friends at WRCO, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Richland Center.
Hey, this is Craig Morgan. I look forward to seeing everybody out at the Star Spangled Celebration on the 26th.
Hi, this is Trace Atkins, and I can't wait to see you at Star Spangled Celebration.
Hey, everybody, this is Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. We can't wait to hang and party with you at Star Spangled Celebration, especially with our friends, WRCO.
Ah, some good memories as we look back on that great event. This is Neil McCoy.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Said Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. turns me on is the shape. Tampa Bay.